This is Wake Up Normal. I'm Anne.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Sarah.
We are joined by a very special guest this morning. Once again, Eduardo Monk, our student body president. How are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing me back.
Of course.
Last time we had you on, we were talking about student government's whole spiel.
And like mental health and like all of that.
Yeah. So I hear there's some exciting updates, things to hear in regards to all of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been, it's been a busy semester for us on that front. So got to... Two super cool announcements for you all today. So firstly, I'll start with the one that we have finally accomplished, which is the securing a 12-hour notice for tenants in the town of Normal.
Yes. No, that's awesome. I was actually going to ask you about that. That is so cool.
Yeah. So this has been a project that student government has been working on for years now. And it was really kind of taking the lead from it was former student body vice president Grant Chassie and off-campus senator Braxton Myers, who is currently in the association this year and was finally able to see the project through. So if you are leasing in the town of Normal, what leasing agencies can do to you is literally, if they're doing a walk-in tour, they can just walk right into your apartment without giving you any notice before. So if you live off campus, that is you. Every single student you ask are going to have a horror story of it. If I was in the shower and I had a leasing tour coming, I was taking a nap and they just knocked on my door without giving me any notice.
Totally.
So it's one of the most consistent issues that a lot of off-campus students deal with. So what we've finally been able to do is get an ordinance in front of the Normal Town Council. They passed a 12-hour notice, meaning that the leasing agencies are going to be required to give you 12 hours in advance before they can enter your apartment. And if they don't, within the ordinance, it is, I think you get 2 months of rent covered if they violate that. So you'll be able to file a claim through the state's attorney's office. You'll be able to take them to court and then be able to get some rent covered for you if you are getting that notice violated.
See, I didn't even know that. That is really good to know, actually. I will 100% keep that. And then the ordinance is passed. So this starts now. Like,
yes, it does.
That is so,
so
I'm
hopefully
so glad.
I don't have to deal with that. But right. If they still do, I'm getting my 2 months of rent.
Oh, yes. No, same here. Because I know I have, a couple horror stories already. And I just, literally signed not too long ago. So I'm glad that this is now put into place.
Yeah.
Definitely important.
Yeah. It's been a long, consistent issue when it comes to off-campus students, and it's been a long journey to finally get here, but we're excited to finally see it all through.
No, that is so awesome. I'm so glad that, we finally had this passed. That mm-hmm. is so cool.
Yeah. No, it's pretty exciting because I think this is the most involved legislatively with the town government and the state government I've ever seen student government be, because that was kind of our main focus on the local level. My project that I'm working on, the mental health days, that's on the statewide level, and we got a lot of updates on that. So we have officially gotten a bill filed in the state senate. So State Senator Dave Kaler has sponsored SB 2606, which is the amendment to an act that was passed a couple years ago, just called the Mental Health Early Action on Campus Act. And the way that's structured is that you have 10 goals related to mental health that universities are required to fulfill. And the mental health days are going to be added on as the 11th goal. So where we are within that process right now is that we got the bill finally on the books. We're looking to get a companion bill filed in the House by our House sponsor, Representative Sharon Chung. Currently, we are organizing our lobbying team because we'll be launching a statewide lobbying phase in January alongside spring session. So we are working with Northeastern University, University of Illinois Chicago, Southern Illinois University Carbondale, and Southern Illinois University Edwardsville to be able to meet with legislators who are in the higher ed committee in the Senate and the House, looking for legislators that have public schools in their district. We'll be meeting with leadership in both the House and the Senate, as well as legislators that sponsored the K-12 law that gave K-12 students mental health days a couple of years back. So we'll be looking to get that lobbying phase started. We'll be looking to ask for their support, their vote, and then potentially a sponsorship as well. So that will be launching in January as the General Assembly comes back into session. But we're hopeful the timeline that Senator Kaler has given us is hopefully being able to see this come to the floor in May. So we'll have to be testifying a committee for this. We'll have to be putting together a little negotiation board to start working with stakeholders. stakeholders to work out what the final legislation is going to be. So a lot of this will be really starting up next semester, but we're thrilled. You know, the way we're structuring our lobbying campaign is that, hey, if we have a legislator up in Chicago, University of Illinois Chicago, you go take care of them for us. We'll take care of the legislators in our district. So it's a lot to manage, but you know, I knew exactly what I was getting myself into when trying to pass a state law.
Right. No, I bet. And that's really exciting. Like, that's super cool. Exciting.
That
news.
Is really cool. Mm-hmm.
I love the networking between everybody.
Right.
Like, you do this, we'll do this, you do this, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And just like the partnership with like the other, you know, universities and stuff. It's really nice to see, especially, you know, when like, you know, we have to all come together to like, you know, get these type of things like passed and stuff.
Of course. So. And mental health, it is the issue that really does bring universities together. Once I reached out to them, hey, mental health is getting done for Illinois University students, they were all in with it. So,
right.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of what the core government is. It's about collaboration. It's about bringing people in. It's about working together to accomplish more than what one school could do on their own. So the reason we're going to be able to get this done is because we've been able to bring on other schools on board to really bolster and strengthen that advocacy effort.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. That's really nice. Yeah, of course.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back with trivia.
Oh, yes, we will.
As much as we love student government, I think we might love trivia. A little bit. I know we were talking about student government, things of the like, but we're going to do some trivia. Normal's favorite thing
right,
to do.
It is our favorite thing to do, honestly, and I'm excited. I have a question for you.
All right, walking into the Thunderdome, let's do this.
I was
going
to say, exactly. Which was the first toy to be advertised on TV?
Ooh.
And I can always give you hints, you know, phone number.
I'm
friend.
Going into my toy history now.
Right, right.
Ooh, all right. I'm a guess. It's pretty pertinent nowadays. I'm going to go with Barbie.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
It is actually Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
And that was before they had the actual plastic, you know, potato.
Yeah.
Before, I think it was just like, the pieces, and you, like, stuck them
you
in
add
actual,
them to a potato.
Like...
Oh.
You it's cool. You actually used to stick them in literal, like, potatoes. Like,
let's
actual,
bring that
like...
One back.
My favorite
right?
toy, potato.
Literally.
Actually, in my fifth grade class, we did we like you know how you would get like a prize like if you like the class was acting really good you'd get like a pizza party like pajama party. We did a potato day and everybody brought a potato and we decorated it and that was it.
That's so
what my
funny.
Class decided.
Do you still have the potato?
I can't say I do.
That's disappointing.
I hate to disappoint, but
it would be a little gross, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Well,
moving on.
We're 0-1. We'll come back. We'll make this a 50% rate.
Right, right.
Okay, what does the symbol consisting of three dots placed to form an upright triangle represent? What word does that represent?
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't
sorry,
even get that.
I was trying to say that in a clear way, but okay. There's a symbol. Three dots placed in a triangle. What word does that represent?
So is the dots making the triangle or is
an upright triangle.
Oh.
So
dang, I
don't
know this one.
Yeah, this is
right.
This is a bit
I know this is
one.
Probably some like national parks type of sign.
It's actually used in logical arguments and mathematical proof.
Dang.
You see, this is why I picked politics. I don't deal with numbers.
I was going to say math.
We were just talking about how we don't do math. And
oh, no, yeah.
Give it a guess.
Yeah,
I never learned how to count.
Right.
That's why you're in politics.
Exactly. I just talk.
Exactly. So, 0-2. That's okay.
We're making a comeback.
Maybe. What is it?
It's there for.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I've never seen that before.
I've never.
Ever.
That is so funny.
I've had like one or two teachers who used it in high school.
That's wild. Okay. Yeah, see, I think the highest I went was like Algebra 2. In like high school level, you know? I didn't go like to like the calculus level. So.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. What is a group of flamingos called?
Ooh, see, and when I was a kid, I really liked to read animal encyclopedias, so I should know this.
Yeah. It's a word that I is in my normal vocabulary, not meaning a group of flamingos.
Oh.
Starts with an F.
I'm going to go, F? Yeah. I was going to go squad, but now you saved me.
Yeah. That was your hint.
Starting with F. I don't even know any words that mean a group that starts with F. Like, what are some synonyms for group that starts with F?
Not this word.
Dang. Huh. Oh. See, now I'm thinking, too. I'm thinking gears are turning.
We really picked some hard ones.
These are tough. Right. Yeah, these are really tough.
Yeah. But I feel like now you said...
It's a flamboyance.
Oh.
Flamboyance of flamingos.
I was just going to go for flock.
I was going to say flock was like my... Yeah, okay.
Who let the person that named a group of flamingos that... Who let them name that?
We can call them up. We can find out for you.
Yeah, we need to get to the bottom of this. Who just looks at a group of flamingos and says, that's not a group of flamingos. That's a flamboyance. If I've ever seen one.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have another question for you. What is the highest grossing Broadway show of all time?
Ooh.
And again, I can always give you hints. I actually have four here.
I have two that I know it's one of them.
Okay.
I was going to say, there's a couple that come to mind.
Ooh. I'm going to go Hamilton.
That is incorrect.
Is it Wicked?
No, actually.
Is it Rent?
There we go.
No, surprisingly.
No way. Les Mis.
No.
What is it?
What?
It is The Lion King.
Oh. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I was going to say Rent was the longest running.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess not highest grossing.
Yeah, I know. Disney, they kind of pulled through. They pulled through with The Lion King just a little bit.
And what I'm sure they used real animals too. Like real lions on
stage. Could you imagine?
Really pulling the crowds.
Right, really got people to come in.
Okay. Final question for time's sake.
Who is the only singer to win the Grammy Awards for Album, Record, and Song of the Year twice? And both of the winning albums had titles that were two-digit numbers.
Oh, that's Adele.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay. No, that's
one for four.
That's
pretty good. Yeah. That's 25%.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll take
that's a quarter.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's, me with my grades, I'm like, it's 25%.
Guys, that's 25% I got
we'll
right.
We'll take it.
It's pretty good.
Right.